time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 22nd.
Yes.
And we're back and we have a shitty fucking morning.
It's a shitty fucking morning for both of us.
So if you guys don't want to hear shitty stuff, you can turn off the station.
Right? Exactly. Literally, poor Sam. I thought I was having a shitty morning, waking up and like just nothing was working right.
Really?
Yeah. And then, I mean, it was okay at first and then just things started happening. And then I'm sitting on the... I literally left so early today, too, and I'm sat on the 134 for I don't know how long. I texted you at, 9:30?
Right.
And I was already halfway here, and I'm sitting, and I'm sitting, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Anything that could happen to make me slow or delayed today happened. Mm. Like, a train came by this one area. Like, I got every light on the way to the thing. You know what I mean? It was just like, then I'm sitting on the freeway. I'm like, what is everyone trying to tell me to, like, am I going to get in an accident on the way here? Is that why I'm being delayed?
No.
But anyway, so on the highway, nothing. Like, then you get to the point of like where it merges, and then it's what, two exits from there? It's like once I get to the 101, it's usually fine.
Right.
No, there's nothing there. Nothing. It didn't make any sense at all whatsoever. And usually, okay, I will admit, I'll get in the Hov lane.
You will?
Yeah, I will. But today I had this feeling, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Right.
You know, and sure enough, I didn't do it, thank God. A sheriff actually was pulling up, like, looking, and I was like, oh, shit, good thing.
You were lucky.
Yeah, so I was, because normally I just would do it. But so anyway, that was interesting. And then I get all the way here, and what was, oh, the coffee.
The coffee
this is
cup.
Funny. So this is kind of funny, okay? So for those of you out there who drink coffee on the go, right? You take those to-go cups with you, like the nice ones that are rewashable, you know, whatever, no BPA. So I got all excited. I made coffee this morning in my house, and I go to pour it in this, you know, cup thing, and I just throw the top on it. Now it's the first time that I've used this cup. And and I bought the cup, I don't know, forever. I have so many cups that I just, you know what I mean? They're just on a shelf. So given I haven't cleaned a lot of them, they're in my car. So this is why I've used this one. I need to clean up my car.
Yeah, is your car a mess?
It's just a bunch of coffee mugs everywhere in the back seat. I'm like, oh, done. I forgot to bring in. But anyway, so I like shove it in there and I'm in the car. And as I'm sitting in traffic, I'm like, well, at least I have my coffee. Wrong. The mother freaking thing won't even open. Like, it's like this crazy cup where, like, the top part slides into the middle of the cup. Like, it's not even like a pop open or a twist off, or it's like a suction, but there's nothing on the end to pull it out.
Mm.
It just goes in the middle where, like, the part is it's hard to explain, but literally there's no way to get out. I thought if you press it on one side, it'll pop open. Nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So it's so frustrating that I'm so pissed off by this point. I'm using credit cards to try. It doesn't work. I use a barrette. I was like using anything I had in my car as I'm driving.
You need a screwdriver to open the cup.
Oh, I know. I'm like, this is ridiculous right now. Now I'm frustrated because I don't get my damn coffee. Do you know what that's like? Like, it's like I don't know what an... Okay, it's an addiction, clearly.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, a meth addict who can't get their needle.
That's
something.
True. I mean, do you drink in the morning when you get up and
I
at
usually
home?
Do. I just... Yeah. For the fact, I wanted it to calm me slightly because I was pissed off about the traffic and whatever.
Right.
So, and I was thirsty. Here's another thing that I did. So, at the same time, I took vitamins without water, and they were stuck in my throat. So, I was using the coffee to wash it down because, of course, I forgot to bring water this morning.
Right.
So this was like all going on, you know, and so then I get out of the car as we get in the station, and I'm so pissed off at this point that I slammed the cup down. Like, I don't care. It's coming open. This thing's coming open. I'm slamming it on the ground. Now the casing, the orange casing, comes apart.
But it still won't open.
But it still won't open. The coffee doesn't come out. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is like a pure comedy skit. Am I being filmed right now? This is so stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm slamming it. I'm slamming it. Nothing happens. This guy pulls up in valet. He gets out. He's like, what are you doing? get this open, please. I don't even know him. And he's like trying to get it open. He's like, this is completely asinine. I'm like, I know. Uh-huh. Fuck it. I threw the cup away.
Yeah.
Then I pull in and then I find out that you smashed your car this morning.
I fucking like. Wow. Man. Oh, I drive into the parking lot here and I park where I usually do by a column and I scratched the whole fucking column or my car with this column. And I mean, the whole fucking side is scratched.
Oh, no, I saw it. It's completely
scratched.
You saw it.
It looks bad.
And dented a little bit.
It looks
but
bad.
But here's what's weird. You've parked in the same spot for 4 years.
Right. But I guess my mind just wasn't here or something, you know? I mean, you do shit sometimes that they just can't understand, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because a split second before it happened, I said, maybe I should park in the middle. But then I said, no, you know, I always park here, so I'll just park here. And I pull up quickly and bam, you know, and I just went, fuck, you know. So
yeah.
People saw I was so pissed they wouldn't even talk to me.
Yeah.
Nobody approached me.
Meanwhile, you get my text saying, I'm sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
I know, but oh, man, shit. That ruined my fucking morning.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Telling you. What a, you know, what
yeah.
a bitch.
It's pretty bad. I saw it. I mean.
And I got a nice car, you know, I always admire looking at it and stuff. So now I have to get it fixed. Rent a car and all this shit, you know. Man, I hate it.
Hopefully it'll be a deductible of like, what, $500?
Yeah, I don't even know that I'll take it to the insurance. We'll see, you know. Maybe I should though, huh?
Oh,
let them
know
pay,
because
I'm going to have to get a car rental probably for a week or so.
I don't think it'll take
usually,
that long.
I think so, but body work usually takes a long time. I don't know why, but it does.
I have a guy that would do it for $200, I think.
Really?
Yeah, okay, so long story short, I have a friend that has a daughter that when we were away, this was really funny. Long story short, she sprayed douche on someone's car.
Oh, God.
And then was like, oh, God, like she knew she was going to get in trouble, you know? It's because the guy found out and knew it was her, and so it was this whole thing. And, like, I'm sitting here listening to the phone call as, like, my friend is the mom who's like, oh, Jesus, God, why would you do that? And I will say, you know, it was a good point. I see both sides.
Yeah.
I'm not
Why
saying,
did she do it?
Because she had a broken leg.
Uh-huh.
And when she had a broken leg, this douchebag was mean to her and wouldn't take her to school or do anything. Meanwhile, school's like right across the street, but no cab would take her because it's across the street.
Right.
And it was a full leg cast, like a full, like, body thing, like she needed help big time.
Right.
And this guy was her friend slash neighbor, and he was going to school anyway and he wouldn't take her. No.
Oh,
and he was mean to her and just like, you know, it was ridiculous. I guess he dates another friend. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it was just stupid. So she got out of her cast and he wanted her to do something and she said no because, you know, you didn't help me. And so he flipped out and said all these things about her, so she went and spray painted his car douche.
Wow.
I have to say
What was in the bottle? The douche stuff?
Spray paint.
Oh, okay.
She spray painted a car that
with
said douche on it.
Oh, I see.
On his car.
I thought she used the douche to do it.
No. Oh, my God.
You said spray the douche on his car.
That would be no damage. That would be nothing. Would
I know.
Water.
I thought maybe she put fucking acid in
it. Oh, I watered your car. Yeah, no. No.
That's why I was wondering. I thought, what kind of stuff do they put in there?
It's water and vinegar. That's
yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow.
She spray painted the car
douche on it. Wow.
So I have a friend who was $200, and it took a day.
Really?
A couple hours. Yeah. They went in, they took all the paint, they sanded it down.
Yeah, but what if they need a new part? That's the thing. You know, I mean, they may need like a new fender for my car.
It's not even a new fender. It's the side panel, which that may be a possibility on yours, because it looks a little
not the fender. Did I say fender? No, I meant on the side.
Yeah. I may need, but you need to talk to them first.
Yeah.
Just find out, and then I have a guy that you can go to and just ask.
Yeah.
He's really cheap. I'll give you his number and
okay.
See.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be much more than what, because they had to replace her panel. She broke douche all over it.
Yeah.
And it was $200. They had to sand all the paint off, or sand the car down to the complete color, then color match it to the paint of a car, and then, you know, it was done.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, they always can tell when you have new paint on your car. You know, did you know that? They have, like, instruments now. They just run it over the car, and they can tell if you painted it. But, you know, so, but my car is leased, so it's not a big deal. I'm not going to sell it or anything.
Oh, wow.
But it's still, to see that. I mean, it's just a pain in the ass, you know? It's really a big pain in the ass. And, yeah, I was really pissed, man. Let's just hope. You know, sometimes I say, that maybe small things are happening to protect us from the bigger things that could happen, you know?
Right.
It's nice to believe that.
I mean, you know what? You know, well, it's fine. You know what I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
No, I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. You want to tell me something spiritual? I'll listen.
No. Something that we're not talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like, it doesn't matter. Sins doesn't matter.
You know, okay.
Like, little things happen, whatever. I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, small things happen. Yeah, I guess in perspective, it's a small thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shocker. And you know, when you do it yourself, you know, if it's somebody else, then, you know, what could you do?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. On another note.
Yeah.
So I went through this crazy frenzy yesterday where I want to get rid of everything. So I went.
You have a lot of stuff?
Yeah. So I sold my bike to Carlos downstairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I went in my garage and, like, priced a bunch of things and put them on Craigslist. And I'm going to put some on eBay.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I want to cleanse it all out.
Right.
And then whatever doesn't sell, I'm just going to give to, you know, Goodwill or whatever.
Yeah.
Have them come pick it up.
Yeah. Fun. You know, I mean, you want to have a nice, comfortable environment, you know?
I'm just over a lot of my stuff. Like, I don't need it. And, like, even with my clothes, I don't want them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I know. I mean, women have, like, hundreds and hundreds of outfits. And they only wear like 4 or 5. You know, the rest just stay there. And most women,
because you've got your fat outfit.
Exactly.
And your skinny one.
Oh, I'll get back to
and your PMS
to my weight. And
oh, yeah, I do that. Yeah. I totally do that. Absolutely.
Does it happen to you when you can't fit into an outfit?
Then I'm like, shit, I better hurry up and figure out how to get back in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You haven't worked out in a while, huh?
I haven't been able to because of my foot. Which, by the way, I'm going to get an MRI on Wednesday again.
Oh, yeah? So
yeah,
does it still hurt you?
It's horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went to spin class yesterday, and like today, guess what happened? My foot is killing me. And I'm on a bike. It's not even like I'm doing anything.
Yeah,
I'm on a bike.
That's true.
So stupid. It makes any sense.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You injured yourself pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I think
you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to get my headshots yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
And that went great, you know? I mean, I had to sit outside. The biggest challenge for me was to keep my eyes open because, you know, without sunglasses, it was so bright outside that I couldn't keep my eyes open, you know, because you don't want to blink when they take the picture and everything.
Yeah.
And that was a challenge, man. I couldn't believe it, you know. So anyway, so I go to this house where they're at, you know, it's a couple, a young couple, and I go in there and the house is a mess. I mean, when I say a mess, you know,
I mean, it's disaster.
It's like, yeah, and... You know, I mean, the place smells like BO and stuff and everything else.
That's
and
disgusting.
I'm just going, how can people work like this? I mean, how can people live like this, you know? Let alone when you have people come to your house to for
is it
business.
Male-female or male-male?
Yeah, male-female.
Okay, because there's two males that I had done shots with, like, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And theirs was a disgusting...
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a common thing for a lot... I know that's weird.
Yeah.
But
we'll get back to it, but we have
our guest calling.
So let's answer the phone. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Do you want to tell us who you are?
So this is Tamara. She's calling in for the MPS therapy.
Oh, hi, Tamara.
And she's calling all the way from Toronto.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Did you guys meet there?
We did.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah.
So how is it in Toronto?
I think it's snowing.
Oh, it's freezing here today.
Are you kidding me? We're like in summer clothes here.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, here we're dressed for winter.
So she's also, she does many different things. She's an occupational therapist, an acupuncturist, and chronic pain therapist. And this MPS therapy is absolutely amazing. It's like a new way to kind of do acupuncture minus the needles is how I'm kind of explaining it, sort of. But I'm going to let you explain it more because you're better at it.
Yeah, no, that's great. No, and thanks so much for this opportunity to talk about my clinical passion, the MPS and the dolphin, to you guys and your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So, So NPS has been around for about the past 25 years, which is pretty surprising for most people. Mm-hmm. But my journey with this treatment started about 6 years ago with my mom, to be very honest. I'd watched her for years suffer with sciatic pain, with days being so bad where she could barely get out of bed and having all this medication. There were days where she could barely walk. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, a physician referred her for a treatment with the Dolphin NeuroStim, and incredibly, she was pain-free after the first treatment session.
Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing, and she remains that. She continues to remain that way now, and because she's able to treat herself at home with the unit whenever she feels any signs or symptoms cropping up.
Really?
So as a clinician with working with folks with chronic pain for over 15 years, this was pretty incredible for me to see, given that so many of the people on my caseload are experiencing the exact same type of thing. So I had to learn about it, and it's changed my career ever since.
Wow. Yeah. I guess when you find something that really touches you and you believe in it, you know, it makes sense to
absolutely
pursue it.
Absolutely. So since then, I now use it on a daily basis, but often in my everyday practice, with amazing successes all the time with my clients, family members, and friends. I've even used it in childbirth for instead of an epidural with my second and my third child.
Wow,
it's
really?
That incredible for pain relief.
Wow.
Yeah. So how does it work exactly?
In order to understand how it works, you have to sort of get back to the basics. It does work on current, and most of us are familiar with alternating current. There's two types. So there's alternating current, which is the current that's the flow of electrons, and that's the back and forth current that runs our electrical appliances, and that's the one that also is the one that the TENS units use, the traditional TENS devices. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphin runs on direct current, which is a flow of current in the same direction, and that's the one most similar to the body's human nervous system. Mm-hmm. So by applying direct current through the Dolphin in the microamp range, you're able to manipulate the autonomic nervous system, which essentially drives and controls the pain cycle. Wow. So the difference is quite striking. There's actually a study that was done through the Florida Hospital that really looked at the difference between alternating and direct current, and the findings were 83% success rate using the Dolphin direct current device compared with a 48% response rate with the traditional TENS units. Mm. So to me, I'm still surprised that it's still sort of growing in its popularity, but it's opportunities like this that we have to hopefully spread the word and let people know that there's more opportunities out there for helping with their pain experience.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Someone gets like the instrument or something and then they apply to themselves?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a handheld unit, mm-hmm. and it applies the direct current to myofascial trigger points or acupuncture points, and also to scars for the treatment and pain. And it's that combination of the application to those various different points that is called MPS therapy. Mm-hmm. So basically, it is a handheld device, and the research special, it comes with its own book and its manual with a guide for treating a number of different clinical conditions. Mm-hmm. And there's been research that proves that patients can really manage their own pain. Mm-hmm. There was a 100-patient study recently done looking at the home application for this device, and it showed that patients can consistently produce 60% pain relief themselves without formal training or supervision. To me, this is very significant. Like, it's huge, because that's a result that's often better than what you can get in the clinical setting.
That's true. Yeah.
And this thing is, like, it's so cool. Like, I mean, the book really has, like, almost not every ailment, but tons and tons of ailments that you may have. You just look up whatever it is, and then it tells you the pressure points or, like, the points that you would do. Mm. And then the machine itself, like, makes this sound like the Dolphin, which is like why they call it the Dolphin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering why they call
it. It's like
that.
This high pitch, like, I can't even do it.
But like, yeah, that's good. But it's like when you have a response, like a decreased pain response to that, the pain issue is one thing, but the study also showed that you can help improve people's sleep. Like the results showed that people are getting on average 1.5 hours more sleep. They stop taking as many of the pain medications, and the overall quality of life improves dramatically.
Right.
So it's such a multifaceted approach to, when you help one thing, you get all these other amazing benefits.
That's true.
Which is what, you know, what's to me as a clinician is so exciting, to be able to empower people to take control of their pain experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people just fill themselves with all this medication and stuff and get all these side effects, and you know,
and it complicates things even further, right?
Right, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
So now, how can people get this? Can they get more information? What is your website?
Yeah, the website is, I'll just first say that in order to purchase a device, it's completely safe. It's an FDA-approved device. Mm-hmm. So for the layperson, people need a prescription from their doctor to accompany their order, and that's the only way it can be sold in the United States.
Mm.
For physicians or therapists, they just need to provide their license and registration number when they're purchasing the device. But for people to go and find out more information, the best site to go to is dolphinpainrelief.com.
Okay.
That's all one word.
Okay.
And you have to have the .com there, because there's lots of dolphins out there that will come up on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's dolphinpainrelief.com.
Okay.
And then if you're a clinician or practitioner, because many clinicians can go on to get certified in training and to add this treatment modality to their practice, which is what I did, and it totally improved my practice significantly.
That's what I'm going to do.
I highly recommend it. It's a fabulous course. That website for clinicians is MPS Therapy. So that's Mother Peter Sam Therapy, which is all one word, mpstherapy.com.
Okay.
Lastly, for those perhaps that maybe would prefer a phone number, the number that people can call is the 1-800-567-PAIN or 567-7246.
Right.
So folks, they're eager to sort of answer any questions as well. But
so now that works on extreme pain too?
Absolutely. It works acute pain or chronic pain.
Uh-huh.
What I think makes this treatment so vastly different from so much of what we're all pretty used to in the therapy and the rehab world is that it offers the opportunity to work on scars. And scars, the research has shown, is one of the key contributors to upregulating the pain system or the pain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So this treatment, you can treat your scars. Like, how many listeners who might be experiencing pain have had the hysterectomies or the C-sections or appendectomies or other various scars on their body? Those scar tissue, we don't treat for the aesthetics of it, but we treat for the underlying problems that scars cause with the adhesions to the fascia that serves to upregulate the autonomic nervous system.
Right.
And this device alone, when you apply it to the scars, it repolarizes the tissue underneath and releases the scar.
Isn't that
crazy?
And
that allows...
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I was just saying, isn't that crazy? Because I think it's so crazy, but it's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's, you know, how many people out there are suffering so needlessly, meanwhile scars are hugely contributing to their pain experience.
Wow.
And the purchase of such a device, like, it's only $450.
Mm.
And, you know, purchasing that, applying it yourself, it can totally reduce the whole pain experience. But that scar piece, I think, is a significant missing link for what we're not taught about in school.
Right.
In school, unfortunately, they don't teach us that piece about scars and the impacts that scars can have on the functioning of a healthy body.
Right.
I am like so scarred up, like everywhere. It's crazy. So like, for me, it was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I didn't realize.
Did you try it at all?
Yeah,
Regina?
I tried it when
really?
I was there. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
So yeah, we did a session.
I'm considering
awesome.
Of getting this for my mom. You know, she suffers like back pain, like for years.
Yeah.
You know? And
does she have any scars? Even if she doesn't, scars is a contributing factor. But
yeah, no, she doesn't have scars, but her back is pretty bad. Mm. You know, she's
it's amazing. Like, you follow the protocol in the book for back pain, and you know, the fact that she can do it, you know, when the pain is the worst, at her own time, at home, you know, in the comfort of her own home. It, to me, that's just it's such a an improvement for sort of battling that chronic pain experience.
Yeah. And so it's pretty much electric currents, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's a direct current.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's probably pretty safe.
Yeah.
It's completely safe. Mm-hmm. It's FDA approved. You can't hurt yourself with it. The body essentially takes in what it needs. And you're applying, you're giving the body what it needs or what it's not getting for whatever reason on its own.
Right.
You're essentially giving it what it needs in order to help the muscles function better so that the pain experience is reduced.
Right.
So my other question too, like let's say someone wants to go to a practitioner or something that's, you know, here in the States somewhere. A, how would they find them? And B, what are around the costs of treatments? Are they like about the same as acupuncture or...
Yeah, they follow sort of the regulated health professional hourly rate. So mm-hmm. if you were to go to a physiotherapist or an occupational therapist, I think each state is different. But here, at least in Canada, we follow the guidelines for the professional hourly rates.
Mm-hmm.
So here, an initial treatment session, because many people, as much as you know, they're able to do this on their own, they mm-hmm. like to sometimes go to a practitioner as well. You can expect it to take, you know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes for an initial treatment session. And in order to find a clinician, it's probably best to contact the phone number that we provided, mm-hmm. and they have an idea of where all the clinicians are who are trained and certified for the treatment.
Right.
Cool.
So you do need a prescription for it.
The first step is just to try the device yourself.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you know, that'll get you a significant response to the pain cycle, even on your own, which is a fabulous opportunity.
Right.
Well, no, I don't think you need a... Do you need a prescription for it if you're just going to buy it here in the U.S.?
I believe you do.
You do. Okay.
It's because it's an FDA-approved device. You need to go to your doctor, have them write a script, and then you submit that with your purchase.
Okay.
Okay.
In Canada, you don't need that, but in the States, I guess, for some reason, you do. So we're able to buy it over the counter.
They're trying to protect us from ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, go to dolphinpainrelief.com and find out all the information you need. You can buy it there as well or order it. And there's more information on it.
Also, mpstherapy.com as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I didn't mention the piece that it's also quite helpful for fertility. So anybody, the scar release part for fertility issues has been quite key in what we've been finding and what the research has been showing.
Wow. I'm
not mentioning that earlier, but it's such a, the body is all connected. So the amount of the application for helping the body help itself, it can be truly amazing for so many different conditions.
Right. Now, how long has this been approved by the FDA? Has it been some time
it's
ago?
It's definitely been at least 10 years or so.
Oh, okay.
Like the Dolphin itself has been, it's been under development for quite some time, but it's, you know, it's constantly being perfected, but I think it's the best it's ever going to be at this point now. And the treatment itself, is the books and the protocols, those have been around for probably the, you know, 20, 25 years or so.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Okay. And if someone wants to come to you, can they find your information on the website?
They can call that 1-800 number, and by all means, I'm pretty easy to find here in Toronto.
Okay. Sounds good. Tamara, thank you so much for all this.
Thank
it's
you.
Very
Oh,
my pleasure.
Fascinating.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. Give people some hope, you know. I mean,
exactly.
I know a lot of people suffer.
Oh, it's definitely given that to everybody that I've seen. And, you know, it's so nice to be able to make people sort of enjoy their lives again and get the most out of life.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing is a lot of people just suffer, like, you know, constant pain and stuff. You know,
and we were so lucky. Like, I wasn't looking for this. We found out about it very much by accident. Had that doctor not recommended that we try it, I would not have ever even probably known about it. And that's what, you know, opportunities like this, I want to make sure that doesn't happen to other people who are suffering like that.
Yeah. So that's it. You don't have to live with chronic pain. There are answers.
There are options,
This one sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Tamara.
My pleasure.
All the best to you, and thank you for enlightening us with this. I think a lot of people will find this
useful. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Take care.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I didn't know anything like this existed, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe this is some hope, you know. Maybe a combination of this and cannabis for my mom.
I'm always finding cool things.
Yeah.
Which is why I created a new website that I'm going to turn into hopefully a show or something. But it's called The Pitch Woman.
Yeah.
And what it is, I mean, I guess I made it up because, well, it's kind of funny how I made it up. So basically, it's because, you know, I started as a pitch woman, like, in a way. You know, I worked for Extends for 8 years. I've been on a bunch of other different things.
Right.
You know, and people send me things all the time to wear on the red carpet that I've never heard of, or I like to try and help market people. So I developed, randomly, just came to my head as I was actually in spin class yesterday morning. I'm like, I'm going to do this. Thepitchwoman.com. And basically, it's a place to pitch your products for review by a real pitch woman, which is me. And you can send me your products, and I'll review them and write an article on it. If it's really cool, maybe we'll bring it on here. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, I'll just, you know, do what I do and get it out to people where I think it needs to be. And if they send at least $400 worth of product or more, then I'll do a little video on it.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've already done so many videos, you know, mm-hmm. for the Love It site. That, you know, I basically put all my videos and stuff that I've done for all the other companies and everything on there. I can make a mini commercial for people as well, but that's a cost because that cost takes
right.
time. But I've done it for, like, you know, Maya MedSpot and, or Maya Medical Center, as she calls it now, and a lot of other places around the area. So I figure, you know what? I've already done it. And I write articles on hotels and things like that. I might as well create a site where it's everything all at once. And, you know, I'm always getting, like, things, so I might as well, like, you know, put it on a site where I can get back. So
that's true, yeah. Why not? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you work with things you're strong with and that you enjoy, you know, that you're good at.
You know? Thanks.
So that sounds good, you know. Yeah, thepitchwoman.com.
Thepitchwoman.com, yeah.
Cool.
And what I'm going to do is, too, is which is kind of cool, is, like, for example, if it's something with automobiles or something with racing or anything to do with, like, you know, that kind of thing, then I would go to my celebrity friends. So, like, if it's automobile, I would go to my friend Kevin Conway, who's a NASCAR driver, and have him test the product out. And we're going to do a little film, a little segment on him testing it out and what his thoughts are on it.
Right.
If it's... you know, some other kind of pet gadget, I'll go to another celebrity friend that has pets. There's tons of them, and I'll let them try it out on their dogs and see what they think. So basically, whoever's doing this, whoever's, you know, I'm sending stuff in for products to try, it's really cool because I'm getting it out there to celebrities, and these videos go viral, and then it's like all of a sudden their product's everywhere because I have the celebrities trying it out in there as well.
That's true.
So that's kind of how it all works.
And, yeah.
I think I'm pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I guess you are.
So, I mean, I was doing little things anyway, and I'm like, I might as well have a site where I can do it all at once, you know?
Yeah.
So if they, like, send me one, then this is what I will do, and if they want to send another one for the celebrity, then great.
Yeah.
You know? So, so
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Sounds cool. You were talking about pets. It reminded me the other day I was watching the news, and they were showing this pet store right down the street. It's like, you know, a few steps from my house.
Okay.
And on TV, and they were showing this guy. I guess they had, like, security cameras there. So they caught this guy walking around the... It's a little shop. There's a woman customer there looking at pets and stuff. And he's walking around with an iPad.
Yeah.
Bending over and taking pictures of her, you know, like updressed type of a thing.
Oh, no.
She couldn't understand what he was doing, you know, because he would, like, go down to pet the dog or something, and he would, like, actually hold the iPad. Like,
oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
People are so weird.
I mean, guys are just so fucking horny,
so
you know. They'll
weird.
Do anything,
I know.
Man.
Oh, my God.
And they caught him on camera. I mean, that is, like, you know, how low can you go, you know?
That's really low.
Yeah.
That's,
and,
like,
it's not like he was in a large department store or something. It's a small pet shop, you know.
Oh, my God. Where was this?
It's, like, right here, you know, Woodman and Ventura.
Oh, my God.
There's a a pet shop there. And there's always people demonstrating there against puppy mills and things like that.
Yeah.
Know, so.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was funny. And I happen to know the people. They're... the parents of my daughter's friend, so it was funny to see that. Yeah, but it reminded me when you're talking about pets.
Yeah.
So I started telling you about, you know, going to that to the photo shoot yesterday in their house and stuff, and I'm going, you know, how can you, like, have a house like this? And, you know, I mean, how can people live like this? You know, if you saw my house, it's, like, immaculate.
Yeah.
There's no, like, piece of clothing on the floor, you know, everything's always made up, the bed's made up, and I don't know, I mean, it's like, so, you know, you get grossed out, you know, dog bones all over the place, the dog jumps on you, you know, they had, like, a big dog, And I don't know, you know, we went into his room to see the pictures on the computer, and I couldn't stand being in there. It was so stinky. How can people live like that? And then you have a business running there, and you don't change anything.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's weird because I went to this, I go to a photographer back home who, the same thing. I mean, there's like masses and masses of papers. Mm. Like you walk in and you're like, okay, it's never been vacuumed. And I don't know how long. It's really dusty. There's dog hair everywhere. And there's like, I mean, like to the ceiling paper. Like I'm like, it's like a law firm. It looks like, you know what I mean? But there's just papers everywhere. And I'm like, who saves all these papers? I mean, it's like hoarders. It's crazy. Yeah. And then you go downstairs and like, okay, given it's a cool studio and there's like tons of like, you know, racks and racks of clothes and cool things and all that for the studio. But like, I don't know how you could live like that upstairs. Like, it just does not make sense to me.
I know. It's amazing how people live, you know?
Yeah.
And you know who gets to see this is like service people that go to their homes, you know, like plumbers and locksmiths and things like that, you know, and the stories they tell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing
it's
how
crazy.
People live, you know.
I don't get it at all. Yeah. So, I mean, how was the shoot then? Was the shoot okay?
The shoot was good. Yeah, I posted a picture, one of the pictures. Everybody seemed to like it.
Good.
And
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good, you know. I mean, they were into it. And compared to a shoot I've had before, this was a lot more...
It was better?
Know, yeah, a lot better.
But it was just you're holding your nose the whole time.
Well, we were outside, so that was good, you know, for the pictures. But, yeah, inside was a different story.
I mean, did you say any? See, I
no,
would have been like,
gonna say anything.
I would have been like, wow, you have a lot of stuff. I mean, there's, like, things you can say that, like, gives them to be like, oh, yeah, whatever, blah, blah.
But it's not
have
my
you lived
place
here
to
for,
say it.
Have know? You lived? Because that's just me. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I want them to know that their place is smelly. Wow, have you lived? You must have lived here for a really long time, huh?
Yeah.
You guys should go on Hoarders. I would totally say it.
Oh, God.
I totally would.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous.
Wow. So there's a lot of stuff happening. We were talking about the iPad a moment ago. I guess people are buying iPads at Walmart, and some of them are actually fake. You know,
wait,
you open
what?
The box, you open the box, and it's an iPad. Instead of the connections there, you know, the sockets, they're painted on.
Stop it! Oh, man.
I mean, this woman is describing this, and she's like, I couldn't believe this. It seemed lighter than the iPad. You know, she says, I just spent $500 and I got
Holy
a piece of crap.
Shit. Where did she get it from?
At Walmart, too. So Walmart's going to look into it and see what's going on.
Whoa.
But, I mean, you know,
someone that works there definitely switched them.
No, I don't know about that. Maybe they were just sold it by, you know, like a whole pallet full of something.
Oh,
from
my
someone.
God.
You know, and I guess, you know, if you buy it off of someone's van or in a McDonald's parking lot, you know, there might be something wrong with it. But at Walmart, you expect it to be the real thing, you know?
Oh, my God. That is so crazy.
I know. Can you imagine?
Oh,
I mean,
my
people
God.
Do so, such stupid shit.
That's just insane.
I know.
Wow.
Like, check this guy, a Frenchman, right? He,
Sorry. He's pretty fucked up.
I know. So this Frenchman in Philly at the airport, I guess they were giving him a hard time, you know, because of the ticket, whatever, you know, he got irritated. So he boarded the plane as a pilot. He dressed as a pilot.
What?
With a white shirt with a Air France thing on it. And they let him through. And he got into the cockpit. He was sitting in the cockpit before they realized it was a fake.
Oh, my.
Do
fucking
you believe
God.
That?
It was Air France?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
Actually, no. It was on U.S. Airways that he boarded.
Where?
Yeah, in Philly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do they do to him? This is so
creepy.
Well,
they arrested him. They accused him of trespassing, impersonating a public servant, and lying to police. The bail is
$1
million.
My
Yeah.
God.
61 years old. He was in disagreement because the airline personnel could not accommodate his request to be upgraded to business class.
Stop it. That is just freaking crazy.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So people are like, you know, even with the Even with the Air France logo, why would they let him go on a U.S. Airways flight?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it just shows you how easily people can get through the security, you know?
Yeah, and I was wondering that, because when I've been traveling a lot recently, and I was looking at people that go through, and they don't even check the pilots and the crew. They just let them through. I mean, obviously that's going to change now, but, like, wow. Wow. Holy crap.
Yeah. I know. So, also, there's something encouraging for older men like me. They're saying that that women should marry men that are 20 years older than them because they've already been through everything and they know what they want.
You know what?
So they have the tools. They have the tools to help raise children and support their partner's goals.
Okay. I will say two things.
Yeah.
One, not 20 years older because
that's too much.
That's asking for autism, autistic children.
Really?
Yes. But two, that's one of the reasons. But the ways that you can get autism also can be caused from shots. But that's another, by your, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, though, is I will agree to a point. If there's someone who's been married and been through a bunch of shit before, given at first you're a little like, I don't know about that. But then, you know what? As long as, like, they realize whatever lessons to be learned were learned. Like, you know, like, you've been married.
I've learned a lot.
Right. Yeah. Well, you've been married. And so, like, you know what it was like from the first marriage and all that, right? And it probably took a while for the second to happen, I'm sure. Right. But you've already learned so much. You've already been through it. You know what to expect. So you treat women differently.
Right.
You treat life differently. You treat relationships differently. So there is somewhat of a truth, I think, to that a little bit.
Yeah.
Much better than, like, the random douchebag motherfucker, excuse my language, that you run into every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who doesn't know. It just, So in a way, it's like, in a way, there is a, I guess it is a little better in that
if you
sense.
Want to be taken care of and stuff.
I'm not saying 20 years older, because I would really have nothing in common with someone who's 20 years older than me.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Right.
You know, that, to a point, I mean, given I hang out, it's kind of, I don't know. I hang out a lot with, like, my parents' friends.
Right.
Sometimes when I need to, but and it's fun sometimes. Could I do it all the time? No.
Right.
We're just different
people. It's a big gap. Yeah.
It's
different,
a big gap.
Generations.
Different generations. We're raised differently, which is fine. But, you know, I'm all into, like, holistic whatever. To tell someone 20 years ago that we're, you know, 20 years older than me about all this, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
They're already set in their ways. They're not going to change it. They don't give a shit. You know. They're just very, like, you know, so, No.
No, not for you.
I couldn't do it. Besides, too, if I'm also, like, I'm an active person, like, I'm like, let's go jet skiing, let's go here, let's go there. Someone who's 20 years older, I'm going to wear them out. You know what I mean? I already wear it. I already wear people out, like, friends and my guy probably enough as it is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me, like, someone 20 years older? They would probably have a heart attack.
That's
and then that
true.
Would be, like, detrimental.
You've got to be doing something all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can relax on a beach.
Yeah.
But I'm on the beach somewhere in a great location with a martini in my hand.
There you go. That's the way to live.
Whereas someone 20 years older would want to do that maybe all the time, where I'm like, boring. You know what I mean? Like, I'm over it. Can I go somewhere else now? You know? For like a week, I could do it.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. I love traveling and going to exotic locations and beaches. But I'm not laying on the beach all day, every day.
Right.
That would be boring.
Right.
I would do it for like two
But it doesn't mean that the man would want to do that, you know? I mean, that's not necessarily that.
Most older men that I know and I've traveled with as like friends or my parents' friends or like whatever, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They sit on the beach, they read a magazine, they talk on the phone, they do business still, even though they're not supposed to, and they just sit there. They don't even go in the water.
Right, and you go jet skiing.
And I'm like, I'm going out in the water and I'm going to surf, even though I'm not the best at it, but I'm going to wakeboard, I'm going to swim, I'm going to float around in an inner tube, I'm going to make weird faces in the water, maybe mess with some like other people around me just to be fun, play a football in the water, go jet skiing, whatever, tubing, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I'll relax, don't get me wrong, I like laying on the beach too, like I can fall asleep, that's great. Those are for the days you go out at night, you're hungover, you wake up, you lay on the beach all day long.
Right.
It's perfect. Why sleep in bed when you could be sleeping on the beach? That's my philosophy,
right.
Always doing something, think outside the box. But I'm just saying, like, and I could relax on the beach for an entire half a day, you know, for a couple of days, as long as my rest of the day, I'm like, okay, let's go here now. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where I think people who are older are just like, a nice, refined dinner and sit here. And I'm sorry, I can only people watch.
Obviously, that's a big generalization.
I can only people watch for so long before I start causing trouble. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Sam, come on. What do you do when you go? Oh, or sightseeing. I love sightseeing. Right. I love exploring. I want to go hiking. I want to check out, like, some crazy, weird, odd places that most people don't know about.
Right.
You know?
But I bet there's a lot of people your age that can't keep up with you either. Right?
Then they're not my friends. Or they don't, or they are, but they just don't go on vacations with me.
Yeah.
You know, like when I took my girls, I took them to Hawaii last September. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, 2 Septembers ago.
Right.
Yeah, we all went. We went on the Extend's private plane. It was fun. And I took 3 of my girls with me, and they knew what we were up for. They knew that it was like, I don't plan. I don't know what we're going to do. It's just, we're going with the flow. I have no idea. We'll figure it out. All I know is we have to be back on the plane in like 3 days at this time.
Right.
So during that time, I don't give a shit what we do. It's it's random. So actually, this is really funny.
Yeah.
I was on the beach and I met a friend I haven't seen in forever.
Whoa.
On the beach in Hawaii. And
wow.
I was like, oh my God, because he lived there.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I know him, like, he's a Facebook friend. It's just so funny. Like, I know people everywhere. It's just so random. I was on the beach and I hear Bridgetta, and I'm like, why do I hear my name in Hawaii on the beach? A crowded beach at that.
Wow.
That's weird. Oh my God. You know? So it's pretty funny. But yeah, we went hiking. We went sightseeing. We went to a different side of the island for the beach there. We went surfing. We did a photo shoot.
Well, of
with
course,
all of
in
us.
Hawaii, you do these things.
We went
know?
To the
Make
Tropicana
sure.
plant. No, we did this all in like 2.5 days.
Right.
Tropicana plant. We bought a bunch of stuff. We took silly photos all over the place. I think we planked a lot. I don't know. I dragged them everywhere.
Yeah.
I took them. The hike was a little crazy. I will say that there were some moments where we, you know, okay, it was a long hike. But I wanted to get to the top because I knew there was like this armory thing up there and I wanted to show them. And I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, there was all. We did all kinds of things within 2.5 days. We wore ourselves out, got completely hammered, and bam, we're back on the plane.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
So 2.5 days only in Hawaii? That's not enough.
We were in a private plane.
Yeah.
It was free.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Okay.
Yeah, it's too short though. I mean, you fly to Hawaii, it takes you just a couple of days just to get into the groove.
It takes you 5 hours on the plane.
Yeah, but once you get
land,
there, you know.
But this is what I'm talking about. You're in my style. You want to go there in a private jet where you get served drinks left and right. You can have your cell phones on the whole time. I can have my laptop on. Hey, we had karaoke on our plane. You know? We were partying. We were having fun. We got off the plane. We were already hammered. We came into the hotel. We went out that night. We went back, slept, and then started our days quickly and then left.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's how I roll.
Right.
Sometimes you don't have time to go longer.
Right.
So you go on a quick 2-day trip, have a blast. Like, I'm going to go away this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to Solvang, and I'm going to go to the wine country, and we're going to fly the glider planes.
Wow,
and do all that and
cool.
then come back, you know? So, like, we do all kinds of things.
You're going to fly gliders or the ultralights?
Gliders.
With a motor?
I think
gliders.
Gliders, yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be
like
crazy.
That looked like a plane, right?
Yeah.
With the long wings and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Crash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but it would be really cool. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, different things. But if I'm going with someone who's 20 years older than me, they're going to have a heart attack in that. You know what I mean? They're not going to be able to hike all
I don't know. I think you're picturing people 20 years older than you as being old people.
Kind of.
Do I look old to you?
No, I guess not.
I'm older.
I guess not.
But I'm not old.
Anyway, I guess
I do shit.
I guess you're right.
It depends. You know, it's just because you look at it as like your parents, you know? Parents,
but my dad would do it. 25. I would say that my dad would hike. He would do a lot of it.
Yeah.
We had jet skis.
How old is your dad now? You said 56 or something?
Yeah, they're 21 years older than me. So
yeah,
they
there you
are
go.
55.
That's it. It's because it's your parents. It seems like so old to you, you know?
But I didn't think about it. You know what? I'm thinking like grandparents. So you're right. That's a lot. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's really not that bad, I guess.
It's not. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. No, my mom, like, you know, well, she's... I love her.
People mellow out. Look, I mean, you know, it's like...
My dad will
get
do it all.
Out of your system.
No, my dad would be like, let's go ride the glider planes. Mm. Fuck yeah. Like, yeah. Let's go do that. He would. He would. But my schedule would be like, like, they won't stay up all night. They're right. Like, I'm going to bed. That's what I'm doing. You know?
And when I get up. You gotta keep going. Like, the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. Until I crash.
All right. Well, this is it. Today's
Clearly,
Friday.
I've had monster rehab, which is why I'm blah, 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 blah now. And I really don't even know what I'm saying.
Right. I was going to bring up this monster thing. There's a little article here. I guess they're going to add the caffeine content to their labels.
Oh.
I guess these parents... Look, I mean, this 14-year-old girl died after she had two drinks. Okay?
Only two drinks of Monster. Okay, 14-year-old should not be drinking Monster.
That's true. And
who are her parents?
They're saying that two Monsters contain a combined 480 milligrams of caffeine. That's the equivalent of drinking about 20 cans of soda.
Holy shit.
Wow, yeah. I know, I sometimes drink the Monster, but only those small ones we have here, you know.
Yeah.
And occasionally, not all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is, you know. So they're facing a lot of problems now. But
are they being sued? I guess so.
I think they've been sued, too. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
Something else. But we'll see. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
And you too, Brigitta. And
thank
we'll
you.
See you all on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.